Welcome to the podcast series of the International Center for Transitional Justice. Today we are talking to Pakiso Mochochoko, head of Jurisdiction, Complementarity and Cooperation Division at the Office of the Prosecutor of the International Criminal Court. We are at Green Tree, where the International Center for Transitional Justice and UNDP are organizing a high-level meeting to discuss the way forward in the implementation of the principle of complementarity. Mr. Mochochoko, welcome to ICTJ's podcast.
Thank you very much.
We will start with a question that you are perfectly positioned to address, and this is, what are the challenges of prosecuting serious crimes in post-conflict context, fragile states, and what is really the role of the International Criminal Court in this respect?
Thank you very much. There are many challenges indeed that face the ICC in investigating and prosecuting crimes in post-conflict situations. The role of the ICC under the whole rubric of the statute is to an impunity, and is to investigate and prosecute those responsible for the commission of these crimes. Of course, we are investigating in most of the situations which are indeed post-conflict situations where the national judicial system is almost non-existent. I think the problems that we encounter in such situations have best been captured by the DRC authorities themselves, where we are investigating in one case on challenge of admissibility and jurisdiction, where the authorities of the DRC, looking at the challenges that we're facing them, said a country ravaged by rival groups and armed groups, generalized insecurity in Ituri, making victims and witnesses inaccessible, with the latter justifiably fearing for their safety in a country lacking any system for their protection, the unavailability of judicial structures aggravated by the inadequacy of operational capacities, the uncertainties of the peace process with a variety of political military agreements between ex-belligerents, the lack of expertise in dealing with mass crimes and in the collection and preservation of evidence of such crimes. These are the challenges that the ICC faces as well.
What, in your opinion, is the relationship or should be the relationship between the ICC or international efforts to address impunity for mass atrocity and national efforts to do so? Sometimes it seems that these efforts are seen as competing rather than mutually reinforcing. What would you say is this relationship?
The system that was created by the Rome Statute is that we have created a system of international justice with national judicial systems being at the center of this as the first bulwark against impunity. Therefore, the first line of defense for ending impunity is that of states. The ICC is a mere component of this. And the ICC is not intended to replace national judicial systems, but it is intended to work with those national judicial systems and to intervene only if and when such national judicial systems are either unwilling or unable genuinely to prosecute. Therefore, the relationship between the ICC and national judicial system is that of complementarity. The two systems working together towards the same goal of ending impunity for the most grievous crimes of concern to the international community.
Why, in your opinion, is it important to address these crimes at the national level? And what would you say are the key needs of national judiciaries in ensuring that they have capacity to do so?
The ICC itself is established and is working from The Hague. Therefore, for the credibility of any investigation and prosecution, it is necessary that the people on the ground or the people in those states themselves see justice being done in their own countries. ICC being far removed in The Hague does not necessarily provide that. It is therefore important, again in terms of complementarity, which places the national systems at the first line of defense, it is therefore important that these national systems themselves feel and enjoy that they have the sovereign right to investigate and prosecute themselves. Bringing justice closer to the people, making people themselves see how justice is being meted out, is in fact the crucial issue here. Of course, for national judicial systems to be able to do that, they need to have the capacity to investigate and prosecute. We are talking here about crimes of such a high magnitude, and the level of investigation and the process that are required to bring these people to justice require that national judicial systems themselves be properly equipped, and that they should be properly functioned to be able to deal with these crimes.
How can the ICC support these national processes? Are there examples of the International Criminal Court engaging with national judiciaries to this effect?
There are indeed. The ICC is indeed working together with national judicial systems in many respects. As a result of our cooperation in the DRC case, in our efforts to dismantle the FDLR, we have been cooperating with the Germans. As a result of which the Germans were able to, and as a result of us sharing information with them, they were able to investigate and prosecute two high-level FDLR commanders who are based in Europe. We have worked with the Ugandan authorities as well, sharing information with them, sharing our experiences with them, and showing them at least how to handle cases of this magnitude. And this has resulted in the War Crimes Tribunal in Uganda being able to investigate and prosecute one of the criminals in Uganda. The Office of the Prosecutor is also creating a network of law enforcement agencies, bringing together investigators, prosecutors, working with them, training them, sharing information with them, so that they can be able to investigate and prosecute these crimes.
This meeting at Green Tree is also addressing the role of development agencies in the context of building capacity at national level to be able to deal with serious crimes. How do you see their role?
The one thing that has been rightly said is that the ICC is not a development agency. It doesn't have the funding to dispense. However, the ICC itself does have the expertise that it can share. It is willing to cooperate and share information and work with national authorities towards the ending of impunity. However, the resources for them to be able to do that, they need to build up capacity, the training, the organization of the training, and the streamlining of ICC processes within the national systems. That is the role of development agencies. Up until now, development has been seen in context just of development, and justice has not been taken into account. And I think that the World Development Report on this, which shows the link between impunity or lack of justice thereof and squandering of resources as well as lack of development, has highlighted the problem that we are now looking at here. Hence, it is now time that the international development agencies themselves come to the fore, know what is out there, and see now how they can be able to streamline their development efforts into justice sector and ensure that the national authorities themselves are capacitated to be able to handle crimes of this nature and therefore end impunity.
And lastly, how do you think this meeting at Green Tree can help the implementation of the complementarity principle? What are your expectations from this meeting?
Well, my expectation from this meeting is that we have had the first meeting of the Green Tree last year. We are having the second one. Those meetings followed from the meetings that were held in Kampala when complementarity was put on the table as a main agenda item. I think that we have enough ammunition now. We have talked enough about complementarity. There are enough people who now understand complementarity, and the time is now for action. I believe that there are areas where complementarity can now be put into action. My expectation is that we can come out of here with concrete action plans that can be now implemented with clear timelines. Therefore, when we come back here next year, we can be able to say, this is what we set ourselves to do, this is what we've been able to achieve, this is where we have failed, and this is why we have failed, and therefore we need to address these issues. If this meeting can come up with those concrete suggestions as to the way forward, rather than recommending another conference, and that for me would be an achievement.
Mr. Motochoko, thank you very much for being a guest in ICTJ's podcast.
Thank you very much.